Its supporters are talking up a new income management scheme that's being launched on South Australia's west coast today, saying it should help to stop the cycle of alcohol and violence. The people of Ceduna and surrounding communities will have the option to sign up voluntarily, while problem offenders will be forced onto the scheme. The federal government and the local council are dismissing concerns that this scheme impinges on people's civil liberties. In Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
The coastal town of Ceduna on South Australia's far west coast is the gateway to the Nullarbor, but its less picturesque side is the cycle of alcohol, drug abuse and violence that has engulfed the area for decades. Dry zones and alcohol restrictions have had limited success in addressing the problem, and Mayor Alan Souter hopes income management will be the answer.
There is definitely a great need for income management. It's supported by most people in our region. We believe that there are significant numbers of people who desperately need some help, so I think it's very significant. We're fortunate to have it starting here.
From today, the federal government's income management scheme will be rolled out across Ceduna and surrounding communities. The scheme, which gives people a card to spend on essentials but limits what they can spend on alcohol, will be trialled for a year. Rowan Ramsey is the federal Liberal member for Grey.
I believe up to 75% of their income will be basically on a blue card, where they can shop for, you know, groceries and the things they need to sustain themselves. They have to organise rentals and all that through that side of their income, but they'll only have down to about 25% of the income. There are a few gradients in there to have as free spending.
He says while for most it will be voluntary, for others there won't be a choice.
For those that are in trouble, where we have people that have been repeatedly before the courts for drunkenness, for violence, out-of-control life, they will be ticketed and Centrelink will be directed to change their payment systems.
Around 80 will be forced into the scheme, referred by a child protection worker or Centrelink social worker. Mayor Alan Souter says there's been a lot of consultation with the community and the potential to reduce drunken violence has helped garner local support for the scheme.
It's certainly made a very huge difference in Cape York. So it's a system that has been proven to work in other areas, so I'm very confident that it will be effective here.
Critics of the scheme argue it impinges on people's rights. Tammy Franks is a Greens member in South Australia's upper house.
I think people see the idea of an income management scheme as a silver bullet, and it's just not. It's been shown to be expensive to administer, to create stigma, and indeed with some people that I've spoken to, they've ended up with the government managing their finances much worse than they did themselves.
Some would argue, many would argue, that this is an issue where these people who are either in this cycle of drug and alcohol abuse for quite some time, there's no other way out of it, and the only way is to stop them spending the money where they want to and get them to spend it where they should.
Well, I think you will create economies where indeed people will, if they can't buy drugs and alcohol in this context, and they shouldn't be, by restricting their ability to use their own money to do so, you will see them employing perhaps bullying of other people, perhaps an economy that's under the radar, if you like. I don't think you'll actually get rid of the drug and alcohol problem by restricting their finances.
Rowan Ramsey says there are limited answers to help solve this difficult and endemic problem.
What rights do people have when their life is totally out of control and it's beyond their means to make those decisions to overcome the sickness that has engulfed them? I think it is totally irresponsible for us to keep turning our blind eye to people that are killing themselves.
Income management trials in the Northern Territory, Indigenous communities in South Australia and Western Australia, metropolitan Perth and the Kimberley will be extended until June 2015. The scheme will remain in Cape York until the end of next year and continues in other parts of Queensland, in Shepparton in Victoria and metropolitan areas of New South Wales and South Australia.
Caroline Winter in Adelaide with that report.